Chicago pastor, I'm glad Jussie Smollett got caught in his lie. By Alana Mastrangelo on December 15, 2021. A Chicago pastor says he is glad that disgraced actor Jussie Smollett was found guilty of 5 counts of disorderly conduct. I'm glad he got caught in his lie, Pastor Corey Brooks said of Smollett's guilty verdict during his latest episode of Rooftop Revelations, which was posted by Fox News. Race is not the greatest problem that we face in America. The greatest problem that we face in America is just learning how to be more neighborly. During the episode, Brooks brought up a January 2019 article by GQ magazine, which read, "The racist, homophobic attack on Jussie Smollett is the far-right America's endgame." Wow, I wonder how they must feel now, after supporting a man who tried to racially divide all of America, Brooks said of GQ magazine. Supporting someone who was trying to not make America better, but was looking at all the evil intentions, and trying to use them to divide us even further apart. Smollett was found guilty of 5 counts of felony disorderly conduct for filing a false police report after he hired 2 brothers from Nigeria to stage a fake hate crime against him. The Class 4 felony carries a maximum sentence of up to 3 years in prison for each count. But experts believe the actor will likely get probation and be sentenced to community service if convicted. Smollett was acquitted of just 1 count of disorderly conduct. The pastor also slammed Smollett for using the race card. Of all things, in Chicago, where we have so much stuff going on with all the violence, with all the shooting. Smollett comes to our city and uses the race card to divide us. Not to help us deal with the issues that we're faced with. Not to help us deal with the violence that we're dealing with every single day. But uses the race card to further divide us as an American people, Brooks affirmed of the actor's hate crime hoax. Actor Terrence Howard, who played the father of Smollett's character on Empire, echoed the pastor's sentiments during a recent appearance on the Mark Vargas Mark My Words radio show, telling Vargas that the spark Smollett's hate crime story created could have set the entire world on fire. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and Twitter at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.